USA Radio News.
Police in France have killed a terrorist responsible for the deadly Christmas market shooting. The suspect had been on the terrorist watch list since 2015. Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. During a White House photo op with some newly elected governors, President Trump updates us on his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people, really good ones, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
The CDC is again warning folks, please do not eat romaine lettuce if you don't know where it came from. The romaine lettuce responsible for the most recent E. coli outbreak was from northern and central California. Romaine lettuce grown in Arizona and southern California and Florida and Mexico is safe to eat. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The list of the inductees for the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at it.
The way she had been, the color of her hair.
That's the classic British band The Zombies, one of the bands to make this year's list, also including Stevie Nicks, Radiohead, The Cure, Def Leppard, Roxy Music, and Janet Jackson. They'll be inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame at an official ceremony on March 29th at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new poll out from The Hill found that 58% of registered voters believe that Facebook and Google have a bias against conservative views. As one could expect, the poll did break down fairly along party lines, but a majority of independents, 58%, also saw an unfairness. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
President Trump is continuing to spar with top Democrats over funding for a border wall. The president has said he would be for a partial government shutdown if money was not in the next spending bill that included border security. Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto tells Fox News the president is right on point on this one.
He's spoken to the members of the National Border Patrol Council. We've gone back and forth. We've explained what the needs are. To be honest, it's very frustrating to see some of these individuals. I heard Nancy Pelosi say that it was a political thing for President Trump. I can assure you it's not. In fact, I would put the shoe on the other individual and say it is more political for those individuals, and it's frustrating to see him pondering to their political needs at the price of putting security of Americans in harm's way. And not just even Americans, but it's these liberal policies of border security that has caused a lot of these individuals to continue the trek to our southern border, putting children and women in the hands of cartel members. So if they're going to turn around and attack the president and say, hey, it's your fault for this, or it's your fault you want the shutdown, then they need to assume responsibility that it's their fault when there's a crime committed in the United States by an illegal alien that enters our country. It's their fault when these women and children are put in the hands of the cartel members.
For USA Radio News, I'm